Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Tonight, I'm going to talk about Jana Hocking.
I loved a woman who wasn't clean.
Now, if you don't know who Jana Hocking is, apparently she's a broadcaster. I think she's in Australia. But she has a horrendous, horrendous history of dating and has no success with good men, only bad men. And so she's somehow made a career out of giving dating advice. I'm not sure how that works. But let me just jump right into recording, and then we're going to start talking about this, because she's all about double standards, let me tell you. And one of the reasons why I want to talk about this is because the double standard, I think, is what's happening so much in dating today. You know, women will complain about men. They say, oh, men are awful. Men are horrible to date. And then when you ask them what kind of guys they date, it's pretty much F-boys and guys that just want to sleep with them and dump them. And then you kind of say, well, yeah, if you date bad people, then yeah, you're going to have a bad dating experience. And then you ask most guys, and they're like, what is this thing you speak of called dating? Like, there's a lot of young guys that are struggling with it. So Jana, let me read you some of her highlights before we get to her main story. Jana Hocking, the big mistake single people make when dating. And then she professes she makes it herself. She says here, this is another post by her, under Parenthood and Relationships. At Kids Spa, of all places. I've been single for 6 years because I keep making one big mistake. Now, does that mean she's not dating? Oh, no, she's hooking up. She's just not getting long-term relationships. And yes, this is the same Jana that writes, take a swipe. Woman warns you should avoid 5 foot 10-inch guys on dating apps, and they're just one group she steers clear from. Does she sound like a problem child and a little crazy yet? It gets better. And I actually did a video on this article, Single Radio Producer 34, and this was earlier this year, reveals rising foster girlfriend dating trend. And this basically is what she was talking about is, hey, I'm dating a guy, and then he breaks up with me, and then he goes and meets his forever woman, and they like get in a long-term relationship and get married. And then she says, well, but I don't even want a long-term relationship. Okay, then maybe that's why the guy bailed. Or maybe he just said, you know what, you're really not the type of woman I want to stick around. And so maybe he bailed because of that. But remember, that she's dishing out great dating advice. We'll get to the main article today. Single radio producer, 36. Now, wait a minute here. Now, how old did it say? This was posted July 16th of 2020. Is this a redo of an article? No. Doesn't say that this is a redo of an article. Well, apparently she was 34 3 months ago, and now she's 36 now. So, there's your first red flag, everybody. Single radio producer 36 is lost for words after her Tinder date invites all of his other conquests to his house, like The Bachelor, as others share their own horror stories. So, you know, I will say it's pretty brass ballsian of him to invite all the girls that he's dating and or sleeping with to his house at the same time. But again, that just shows you that some guys have more than they can handle, and they have plenty to choose from, where others don't even get a shot. What's important, though, is she actually, I'll read it, and then you'll see where my thumbnail came from. Jana Hocking, local train wreck.
How dare you?
Who lives in Sydney, Australia, is a radio producer at Triple M. She's spoken out about the Tinder app being the worst option for singletons. Of course, she also mentioned she meets a lot of people on it, so it must not be that bad. One of her dates once invited her to a house party with his other female dates. Another woman found her married stepbrother on the app to her dismay. And we all know that, of course, men are doing bad things on there as well as women are. Jana believes Bumble and Hinge have more to offer women in the single space. Yeah, just switching apps, that'll make the difference. Single Australian radio producer has shared her worst Tinder date of all time. She said he had just moved into a swanky new apartment and was clearly keen to show off, she told Female. I was meeting his friends for the first time, but it turns out I was also meeting the other girls he was dating. I'm sorry, man. That's kind of like an alpha dog move right there. He's like, all right, just so y'all know what's going on. She described how everyone was sitting in his lounge room getting to know each other when one girl casually mentioned she was dating him. Now, I mean, for 36, yeah, she's fine looking. I can see why she would get probably some easy attention from some guys. But you have to remember that you can look like this, you can go out, and because you're wearing a very low-cut blouse, and which she does in many of her pictures, and you might have a good pair of bobs or whatever, and you look good with makeup on or whatever, it may be one of those things where guys just say, eh, it's easy, I'll go out and hit it and quit it, and she's saying, oh no, I can't get a boyfriend out of this. She says, then another girl was like, wait, I'm dating him as well. And I just went straight to the bedroom to grab my bag, Jana said. I wonder why her bag was in his bedroom. I wonder if she'd stayed over. Now, she has many other articles on how she only dates bad boys and players and F-boys and all this other stuff. So there's no doubt in my mind that she probably made a bad decision with this guy already before it even came to this point. She says, he came to check in on me, and I told him about the other two girls, and he freaked out. Okay. Wait, now, why would he freak out if he, like, knew what he was doing? Like, here's the thing. If I'm dating three girls and I invite them all over to my house, and then they go, oh my gosh, you're dating the other two? Would a guy really freak out? I don't, there's something missing from this story, if you ask me. He followed me down the stairs. I left telling me not to leave, but I was out of there. I wonder if she's like saving grace here. Maybe she got her feelings hurt a little bit and had to make it seem like he was chasing after. I don't know. That just doesn't make sense. Because if you really cared, you don't invite three girls that you're dating or whatever it is all over to your house at the same time. Over the following days, the man who had acted like he was the contestant on The Bachelor texted, called, and apologized to Jana for what had happened. But once a player, always a player. Such a douche, she said. Now, here's what's interesting, and this is where my thumbnail comes from. After sharing the Tinder fail with her broader friendship circle, Jana discovered she wasn't the only one who'd been exposed to sleazy behavior. So, apparently, this is really bad behavior. I can't believe this guy did this, and how dare he?
How dare you?
How dare you introduce me to these other girls? I thought you and I were dating, and blah, 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 but... She says right here, she argues more people are turning to the likes of Bumble and Hinge to procure a date over the cesspool of F-boys that is Tinder's because you can get a feel for another person's personality before going out to dinner. Yeah, you could do that anyway between texting, phone calls, maybe meeting for coffee. She says Tinder just feels like that seedy late night bar people go to when they're just looking for some action. Yeah, you know what's crazy? Do you know what Tinder is? It's a hookup app. It's an app designed to help people hook up. It's not for meeting the love of your life. I cannot tell you how many dates. Here's the thing. If a Tinder app says, not looking for a one-night stand, and I don't put up with attitude, those are the girls that if you give them attitude, you can get it on the first night. Don't ask me why. It's almost like they're broadcasting. If you do what I tell you not to do, it will work with me. Because I've had pretty good success with Tinder over the many years ago. But here's the thing. Despite her dating disaster story, Jana has previously spoken about the importance of seeing more than one person at a time to avoid needlessly getting your heart broken. So what is she all upset about? Well, that he's seeing other people and I found out about it and we all met and I know about it and how gross. But I do recommend seeing more than one person at the same time. That way you don't get your heart broken because then you won't ever get emotionally involved with someone and can keep it physical. But at the same time, Tinder is a horrible place to meet somebody for a long-term relationship that's only hookups. Okay. So you're saying that Tinder's only a hookup app. It's not a good place to meet boyfriends and long-term relationships. However, you yourself state it's important to date more than one person at the same time so you don't get your heart broken, which means that you don't get emotionally involved with somebody that you met on Tinder. So really, you're using it as a hookup app too. And you're dating multiple people at the same time as well. So the only difference is this guy introduced you to the other people that he was dating and you keep it a secret? Oh, stunning and brave. How smart of you. She goes on to say she believes that having two men at any one time is feasible, but any more than that is a juggling act. Oh, well. Yeah, I don't even blame you there. I mean, I remember one time when I was trying to date five people at once. See, it's very quick to, she's very quick to point out all the sleazy, gross behavior by this guy having multiple women inviting them all to his place at the same time. But then she turns right around and she's like, and it's not a hook, it's a horrible place because it's all hookups. But I also think that I should have at least two boyfriends in my life at any one time. But more than that, ladies, is a juggling act. Don't attempt more. It's too hard. Oh, oh, I feel so bad for you. It's got to be such a hard life. There are some downsides to employing her strategy, though, namely that you could be on one date and run into another date while out and about. I once got caught doing the Bondi to Bronte walk in Sydney with a guy the morning after I had been on a date with another guy who was on the same walk. So you slept with one dude and then went on a walk with another dude and then met the dude you had just slept with on the walk? Oh, you're such a princess. What's worse is that he stopped to chat and I introduced him to my current date. So she went on a date, slept with a guy, then went on a date the next day that met the date. Oh, but you're so much better than the guy that introduced you to the other women. She said, once you've been on a few outings with someone and things are looking more likely to progress, that's when you'll need to decide what you want to be or who you want to be with. I think you know something's real once they've done something that would normally turn you off, like farting or having a boogie on their face, and then you still like them. That's not the most romantic answer, but it's true. But again, perpetually single warns you about 5-10 men, and I've been single for 6 years. Now, when she says single, that's not like not dating other people. That means she's being very casual and sleeping around. And if you want, I'm not going to leave links to these articles. All you have to do is just DuckDuckGo or search Jana Hawking, and there's more than enough garbage to look at about her dating life. But here's the thing. You know, first of all, it's double standards, and I hate double standards. Now, if I were to say, hey, guys, I always recommend keeping it casual and dating short term. And then if a woman says, hey, I only date casual short term, I'd say, hey, good on you. It's a good way to keep your heart protected. I'm not going to crap all over it. Now, if I were to say, you should keep it short term, but if she wants short term, you should run. Like, that doesn't make any sense. You can't have a double standard like that. So how is it that she's going out guy after guy after guy, dating multiple guys at the same time, but then she calls this guy sleazy and a D-bag for basically doing the same thing, except she happened to meet the other ones? If anything, I think he's better, because at least he's like, hey, here's everybody else I'm dating. Y'all okay with this? If not, you gotta go. But if you're okay with this, then you can stick around. That to me is better than like not mentioning that you're out and about. And I can't even imagine what she's like at 36 years old and with all these. I mean, she's got so many bad dating stories out there. I mean, she's even admitted that she sleeps with F-boys and she just has a really bad dating history. So, you know, here it is, another double standard, another reason why that, you know, when you do reach my age and you start saying, or if you were to say, because I don't start saying this, but if you were to start saying, you know, I'm going to get out there, I'm going to start dating, and look, if you want to be casual and have some fun, good times. That I always recommend that. Well, I mean, if you want to date, I always recommend keeping it simple and short, having good times, and enjoying yourself. But this at some point, and maybe not her, because I know she's really big about saying she's happy single. But this is the kind of quality that is coming forth, and saying at one point, like, okay, I'm ready to settle down now. Like, where are the good guys? I want to find the guy that I want to be with forever. And, you know, as a matter of fact, let me pull this up now that I'm thinking about it. Well, I can't find the article. I have to look it up. But basically, it was a story about a guy that had a woman. His fiance was not very, she was very conservative in the bedroom. Like, she had a lot of partners and was kind of like not really, kind of made him wait 3 months until they were together. And she had some friends come over to the house and he heard them talking downstairs. He came out of the room to get something to drink, and they were having their little party, and he heard them talking, and they were all joking about the huge numbers of partners that his fiance had had, as far as guys go, of the hot guys that she had slept with in college, and apparently it was a large number. And it crushed him, because he said, you know, this is not the person that I knew. Like, she presented herself as a different person to me. And, you know, if you're coming forward to a guy that, I mean, maybe he didn't sound like he had a lot of partners, but if you're somebody that like is younger and are dating a guy that's had one or two or three partners, and you're a girl that's had 30 or 40 partners, a lot of women don't understand that men are looking at that and saying, number one, ew, like, no, thank you. Number two, she's bringing a lot more experience to the table than I have, and that makes me uncomfortable as well. And number three, am I going to be, like, is she going to compare me to all these other guys that she's talking about that were so hot and really good in bed? And four, it's like, you've lied to me. Like, I don't even know who you are anymore. So the guy was on one of the forums on Reddit saying, well, what do I do? Like, I'm thinking about breaking it off. And of course, the women were all like, oh, her past, she's not a, you know, she's a human being. She's allowed to make these choices, and her choices and her past have nothing to do with her future. And then a lot of guys were like saying, dude, I'd get away from that, because if she's going to lie about that. And what what women don't seem to understand is that and this is the way that I think I think a lot of you guys think this way, is that when a guy meets somebody that has had a lot of partners or a lot of experience or a lot of things like that, and they say, it's all in my past. I mean, I've done videos on a woman that had 100 partners, and her boyfriend was asking an advice columnist, like, she even traded it for favors and items. I'm like, well, that's kind of being a professional. You know, she's a pro at that point. And he said, should I be worried about this? And the columnist is like, well, is she still doing it, or is it in her past? Because if it's in her past, it's nothing to worry about. Now, I don't know about you, but if I have a history of walking down the street and randomly, I don't know, punching people in the face, but I did that for 20 years, but I swear I'm totally done with it now, are you really going to like believe that I'm over that? Or doesn't, remember, actions speak louder than words. I've always said that. And I mean, it's not just me that says that. History says that actions speak louder than words. Well, when you've got somebody that's had horrible actions for a long, 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 long time, and then all of a sudden they say, well, I'm good now, it's all over. So I think that this is one of the other reasons that men are out of the dating pool, because they're finding that so many people are either being disingenuous, they're lying about their past, or they're not lying about their past and they're proud about a horrible past. And guys just want someone. They don't, you don't need to be chaste and pristine, but you know, guys don't want somebody that, it was like the town bicycle where everybody got their turn. That bothers men. And for some reason, now that it's become popular and women are cheering it on, that's why I think dating is just having so many problems, because we're diverging. Like, men are saying, I really don't want to marry or be in a long-term relationship with somebody like this. And the women are like, oh, I'm free and I'm empowered and I'm what, yay me, when they're in their 20s. And then when they're 30s, they kind of go, well, I'm going to have to like divide it by 5 and subtract 12 to get to a reasonable number that maybe he'll marry me. So just one more example of the double standards, one more example of, you know, do as I say, not as I do. And, you know, that she couldn't stand the fact that she met this other guy's dates, but it's also happened to her in the past, but she only shames him. She doesn't question her own bad decisions. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below as always. If you have, thank you very much. The best way to support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. Check out my older videos as well. I will leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I am Joker. Remember, always, always, always watch what they do, not what they say. And be really wary, because a lot of people have double standards and they're going to act one way but totally be a different one. And that's one of the biggest red flags you could find.
Well, hi there, Mr. Clean. Mighty glad to know you. I've got some weekend cleaning jobs. Come in and let me show you.